Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and we hope you're being positive today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so glad to see you all. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of our lesson is The Negative Friend. The Negative Friend. So, do you have problems with friends sometimes?
Sometimes I do. When I make plans with my friends, sometimes they will end up canceling, and I get upset.
Yeah, sometimes I have friends who won't listen to me, or they'll always be asking for my time when I can't give it to them. So, then how do you solve those problems?
Well, I will contact them and see why they cancel the plans. Usually they end up becoming sick or they had to go somewhere like visit family.
Oh, so communication is very important. We talk to our friends. Well, today we have a story about two friends. Their names are Jill and Diane.
And there will be a problem with these two friends. And we will learn about their problem shortly.
So make sure that you think about the problem and what you would do. Then use your English to come up with an answer. So let's get started. Let's look at those keywords first. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要来讲一对好朋友 Jill 和 Diane 的故事。有一天他们聚在一起在公园里散步。One day they were spending time together.动词 spend 就是花时间或度过这个动作。可是 Jill 老是嫌东嫌西的，一下子说太热了，要到阴凉地方坐，一下子又说那个位子不好，要换位子。他说 This is a terrible spot. 形容词 terrible 就是很糟糕、很差劲的意思。他们换位子坐下来之后， Diane 开始称赞 Jill 的新鞋子，想要让她开心起来。Diane tried to cheer Jill up. 动词片语 cheer up 就是让人高兴振奋起来。可是没想到 Jill 又开始抱怨她的鞋子。Diane 真的是被打败了，她真的是很后悔，实在应该什么都不要说的。She regretted saying anything. 动词 regret 表示懊悔或遗憾。Jill 老是抱怨，她真的是很负面。She was so negative.形容词 negative 就是负面的。如果是你面对这样的朋友，你会怎么办呢？
Jill and Diane were friends. They met in junior high school and played on the same sports teams. One day, they were spending time together. They were walking in the park.
It's too hot in the sun. Let's go sit in the shade,
Jill said. They sat down. But after they sat down, Jill stood up again.
This is a terrible spot. Let's go over there,
Jill said.
We meet our friends today.Jill and Diane, they met in junior high school and played on the same sports teams. How did you meet your friends in junior high school?
Well, I met most of my friends in the classroom, and some of them were actually my neighbors, so I knew them beforehand.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. I met my friends in class, but also by playing on the same sports teams.
Yeah, you become friends with the people you spend time together with.
Spending time together. You do this with people that you enjoy. Spending time could be anything, but usually it's things you like to do together.
That's right. Our friends were spending time together by walking in the park. That's a nice thing to do. I like going to the park with friends.
Yes, but it was hot under the sun, so they went to the shade. I like sitting on a bench under a tree. It's cooler in the shade.
Yes, it is. Well, they sat down, But after they sat down, Jill stood up again.
Oh, that's surprising. But let's talk about the word sit and stand. When I like to sit, I say sit down. And when I stand, I stand up. We use those two words together.
That's right. Well, Jill is not happy with this spot. She calls it terrible. Wow, that is kind of strong language. Terrible is worse than bad.
Well, that spot where they were sitting wasn't bad. Maybe it wasn't the best spot, but it sure wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm wondering if Jill is having a bad day. She should just be enjoying her time with her friend Diane.
Yeah, but I feel like there's more to this friendship. Let's find out together and watch this next part.
Spending time with Jill was getting harder and harder. Over the years, Jill complained more and more. She was never happy. They sat down again. This time, Diane tried to cheer Jill up a little bit.
Are those shoes new, Jill? They look nice on you,
she said. Then Jill started complaining about her shoes. Diane sighed. Diane regretted saying anything at all.
We learn quickly that this friendship has a problem. Spending time with Jill was getting harder and harder.
You don't want that to happen in your friendships. We'll talk about this some more, but first, let's visit Rebecca for our grammar point today.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you all seem so excited. Yes, I know why, because it's grammar point time. Well, today, you are going to learn how to use an ing word at the beginning of a sentence. For example, spending time with my friends was fun, or fishing with my dad was exciting. You can do this, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So, spending time with her was getting harder and harder. I wonder, what does that even mean?
When we use the word hard here, the action we're talking about is spending time, and it is becoming more difficult. It is not a fun time.
No, it's not. Well, over the years, Jill complained even more and more. Complain. That's easy to do. That is when you only talk about the bad things. We complain about school, work, and sometimes we complain at home.
Yeah, it's easy to complain, right? But that doesn't make it good. It takes effort to be thankful and happy. So Diane tries to cheer her up.
Cheer up. I like this phrase. Watching movies cheers me up. Talking with my mom cheers me up. This is a wonderful phrase. Friends, what cheers you up?
Well, Diane regretted trying to cheer Jill up. That made things worse. Diane regretted saying anything at all.
Oh, no. But I never regret learning from Christina. She always has something useful for us. Here she is.
Diane 无论说什么 Jill 都有可抱怨的，所以 Diane 觉得自己实在不应该开口提任何事情。Diane regretted saying anything at all. 动词 regret 表示懊悔，因为做了某件事而感到遗憾的意思。它的常用句型是 regret doing something， 后悔做了某件事。请注意 regret 后面是接动名词片语。来练习一下造句。 He regrets leaving that company. 表示他很后悔离开那家公司。I regret saying that to her. 我后悔对她说那些话。所以请你现在也造句试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina. So, Marie, what was the thing Diane said that she regretted?
Well, she said they looked nice on her. But the thing was, she kept on complaining and complaining some more. This is not a good thing. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break. So it's easy to complain, say bad things are happening. But what are some ways we can be thankful?
Well, there are lots of ways we can show family and friends that we are thankful. Maybe we can write them a letter. Maybe we can take them out for some coffee. It's a great way.
I try to look outside and see things that are good.Like a beautiful sky, or that I do have good friends. Well, we have one last part. Let's watch it together, and let's be thankful.
Finally, Jill asked about Diane's new school.
It's great. I'm making a lot of new friends,
Diane was saying.But then, Jill started talking again.
It's not fair. I never make new friends. You won't like me anymore. You'll never spend time with me again.
Jill was so negative. Diane wanted to say something, but she didn't know what to say. What would you say?
So far, Jill has been the one talking. I think that happens with complaining friends. They keep complaining because they only think about themselves.
Yeah, when we start thinking about other people, then we stop complaining. Hey, maybe we can practice that. Think about other people, not just ourselves.
So Jill finally asks about Diane's new school.And Diane is really liking it. She is making new friends. That's great. Let's learn more about this phrase with Christina.
Diane 在新的学校里交了很多新朋友。她说 I'm making a lot of friends. 从这个句子我们可以学到交朋友就是 make friends. 我们来看看例句。Did you make any new friends at school?你在学校有没有交新朋友？或者 It's always easy for Mary to make new friends. 对 Mary 来说，交新朋友很容易。你也可以加介系词 with 变成与某人交朋友。比如说，我刚搬家就跟隔壁的女孩交朋友了。I made friends with the girl next door. 以上都是交朋友的说法。
Thanks, Christina.So Diane started to tell Jill the good news. She was making new friends. But Jill was not happy with this.
Yeah, Jill started talking again. She was not happy. She said, It's not fair. I never make new friends. And you won't like me anymore. You'll never spend time with me again. Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, it's not fair.
Yes, I agree. It's not fair. Wait, why are we saying it's not fair?
Peter, it's not fair because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
那不公平。
Clean the garage.
It's not fair.
Take out the trash.
It's not fair.
Wash the dishes.
It's not fair.
And I'll clean the toilet.
That's fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
那不公平。
So let's talk about this situation with Jill and Diane. They were good friends before, but Jill is complaining more often, and this is hurting their friendship.
Yes, it is. She is not being positive. She's being negative. Diane wanted to say something, but she didn't know what to say.
Jill should be happy for Diane. But not only that, but their own friendship was getting worse. And it was because Jill was so negative. What could they do? What would you say?
You know what? I think they need to have a serious talk. I think it would help. And it would also help if we review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Spend. Spend. Spend time with friends and family.
Terrible. Terrible. I'm going to be late. This is terrible.
Cheer up. Cheer up. That ice cream cheered me up.
Regret. Regret. I regret eating too much ice cream.
Negative. Negative. Cheer up. Stop being negative. All right, friends, make sure to keep practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our story one more time.
Jill and Diane were friends. They met in junior high school and played on the same sports teams. One day, they were spending time together. They were walking in the park.
It's too hot in the sun. Let's go sit in the shade,
Jill said. They sat down. But after they sat down, Jill stood up again.
This is a terrible spot. Let's go over there,
Jill said. Spending time with Jill was getting harder and harder. Over the years, Jill complained more and more. She was never happy. They sat down again. This time, Diane tried to cheer Jill up a little bit.
Are those shoes new, Jill? They look nice on you,
she said. Then Jill started complaining about her shoes. Diane sighed. Diane regretted saying anything at all. Finally, Jill asked about Diane's new school.
It's great. I'm making a lot of new friends,
Diane was saying. But then Jill started talking again.
It's not fair. I never make new friends. You won't like me anymore. You'll never spend time with me again.
Jill was so negative. Diane wanted to say something, but she didn't know what to say. What would you say?
Well, here we are at the Jungle Cafe. Isn't it nice?
Not really. It's a terrible spot. It's too sunny here.
Ginger, How can it be too sunny? We're inside.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm upset.
Ginger is complaining more and more. She's never happy. I know. I'll say something to cheer her up. Ginger, that hat looks nice on you.
No, it doesn't. It's funny looking.
Now I regret saying anything. Ginger, why are you so negative?
I'm not negative.
You're not?
No, I'm just pretending to be negative.
Then why are you pretending?
I wanted to see what you would do.
Ginger, that is not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Be negative.
Mm-mm.
In my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.
Well, I think over time we all change, either better or for worse. But we have friends that can help us along the way. I think Jill and Diane need to talk about this situation if they still want to be friends.
Yeah, I agree. I think talking out your problems is very important. If they want to keep their friendship, they should really do this.
Well, and we hope you talk about it and think about this situation at home. Well, for now, we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.